This is D23 Inside Disney. We are going to take you through some of the best Disney stories of the week, get you an inside look at the people behind the magic of Disney. I'm Candace from Radio Disney.
I'm Sherry from Oh My Disney.
And I'm Jeffrey from D23.
And we're the hosts that will take you inside Disney.
All right, guys, we are back and it is a whole new show.
It sure is.
Hi,
you guys doing okay? Oh, Candace, hey.
Hi. I feel like, and I hopefully it sounds like we're all in the same room. I feel like we're all in the same room, but alas, I miss you all.
I miss you too. For those listening, we are all in our respective homes and we hope that you are all taking care and staying healthy. But rewinding to last week, first of all, you guys did a terrific job with the news section.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You were great. I was a little, a little irked. You guys thinking I'm at Walt Disney World, I'm on some attractions.
You know, it wasn't totally out of the question or out of character. You can't blame us.
Fair. Totally fair. I was, however, at our annual meeting in Raleigh, North Carolina, which was fantastic. We had several hundred people there. Bob Iger and Bob Chapek hosted a terrific meeting where we got to see a whole bunch of new clips, including a never-before-seen sizzle from West Side Story, which just looks amazing. The new Steven Spielberg-directed adaptation of the musical. Oh my gosh. Really took my breath away.
So up your alley.
Yes, yes.
It is totally. That's why you went, actually, isn't it?
It is. Just for the West Side Story clip. It was, yeah. And worth it. Totally worth it. It was great. It is set to come out this Christmas, so I can't wait for everyone to be able to see these clips.
Well, speaking of exciting new things coming out, we just got a brand new trailer for Pixar's newest film, Soul.
Yes.
Did you guys see it?
Yes.
So good. So Soul is about Joe Gardner, who is a middle school music teacher whose true passion is jazz. So a single unexpected step, and I mean that like literally a single step, sends him
yes,
to
in the trailer.
A fantastical new place where he's forced to think about what it truly means to have a soul. So like in typical Pixar fashion, this one's going to really cut deep.
Yes. The trailer is also hilarious, though. There's the pizza eating scene.
Yes.
In the trailer. I was
like
crying.
Oh my gosh. That really stood out to me because like if there is a world in which you can eat pizza but not taste pizza, that is my nightmare. I don't want to live in that world. So Soul, it's directed by Pete Docter, who also directed some of my Pixar favorites, including Monsters, Inc. and Up and Inside Out, and features some incredible voice acting from Jamie Foxx, Tina Fey, and a lot of other stars. Soul is scheduled to open June 19th.
Love that. Well, in other movie news, obviously in light of what's going on, Black Widow, which was going to open May 1st, they're going to move that to a future release date. But of course, the trailer looks amazing. We've talked about this before on the show. But just so you guys know, Black Widow is coming, not May 1st. But we'll have to hang on just a little bit longer to see that one in theaters.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Well, something that everyone can watch right now is Frozen 2. It's streaming on Disney Plus now, which is 3 months earlier than originally scheduled. I mean, it's some much needed fun and joy and the themes of perseverance and family. It's really relevant right now. Come on, we can all use a little Bruni in our lives.
Oh, a lot of Bruni. When D23 posted about that, the reaction was amazing. And Sherry, I know that you saw something similar from the Oh My Disney crowd.
Definitely. Yeah. People are stoked that they can enjoy Frozen 2 from the comfort of their homes.
Yes. Something else you can enjoy from the comfort of your own home, also a few days early, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker hit digital channels. So it's available in HD and Ultra HD and Apple TV and iTunes and Amazon and a whole lot of other places. That movie took my breath away. I loved watching how they wrapped up everything. I thought J.J. Abrams did a great job. And now I can enjoy it in the comfort of my own couch. There are a lot of bonus features with the home release. The one that I am most excited about is the Skywalker Legacy, which is a feature-length making-of documentary. But there's also a cool look at the Lucasfilm effects team and even a feature highlighting composer John Williams. So
wow,
you can watch that today.
Well, another Great new thing to add to your watch list. We just got a brand new poster and trailer for A Celebration of the Music from Coco, which will be streaming on Disney Plus on April 10th. Can't wait.
Yes. That's such good news.
Yeah. So this is the live performance from the Hollywood Bowl with hosts Eva Longoria and Benjamin Bratt. So we get to hear all of our favorite songs from Coco and performances by Carlos Rivera, Miguel, Natalia Jimenez. It's going to be great.
Ooh, cannot wait.
Can't wait. I love Coco.
Also, last week, Matthew Morrison's new CD, album, disc, whatever we call them these days, dropped online, Disney Dreamin'. Matthew actually performed at D23 Expo last summer and was amazing. I love his voice. He was just so terrific in Glee and Latin Piazza on Broadway. He's awesome. I loved all the songs, of course, because they're all Disney. Friend Like Me, Go the Distance. I do have to say, I feel like his version of You'll Be in My Heart may be one of my favorite renditions of that song ever. Just beautiful. So you can download that, stream that, buy that now. It is available.
All right. Well, we should mention that Disney Parks are doing some giving back right now with everything that's going on. They're donating excess food during these park closures to local food banks. So Walt Disney World, they're donating excess food inventory like fresh salads, greens, some of the cooked hot items there. They're all going to Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. This is all part of an ongoing Disney Harvest program, which they've actually been making donations like this since 1991. So annually, they're donating more than 823,000 pounds of prepared and unserved food to Second Harvest's 40 Orlando area nonprofits. So that's added up to 1 million meals a year. So very cool.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. And then in California, Disneyland Resort, they're donating excess inventory like dairy, fruit, vegetables, packaged goods, and banquet meals to Second Harvest Food Bank of Orange County. And Disneyland's actually been working with them since 2014. So they've donated over 20,000 meals last year, supporting their mission there, of course, ending hunger and environmental efforts in reducing food waste. So just want to mention that. Such a good thing they're doing right now.
I love that story. They actually did a great segment on that on Tuesday morning on Good Morning America, which really, really captured just how awesome and impactful that is. So love, absolutely, love, love that Parks did that.
Love GMA. Speaking of TV things and stuff to watch, if you guys haven't heard, there's a new feature that D23 just launched. It's going to happen twice a week. It's called Five Fantastic Things. So they're going to launch it on Mondays for what to watch during the week. Then Thursdays, they'll tell you what to watch for the weekend. And they just released their new list. So I'm excited about this first one because some of the Radio Disney team actually had a hand in putting this all together. It's the Descendants Remix Dance Party Friday night on Disney Channel. So they basically kind of remix all the music from Descendants. There's going to be some incredible performances from Kylie Cantrell, Dara Renee, Sophia Wiley. It's going to be a good show. So be sure you guys watch that on Friday. Also,
doesn't it also feature Broadway star and Hades himself, Cheyenne Jackson?
It does. Oh, yes. Cool. He's actually hosting the whole thing.
So cool.
Can't wait to watch along and dance along.
There you go. I'll be watching everyone dance because I'm not a dancer, but there you go.
Everyone's a dancer in the comfort of their home.
That is a good point. The good point. Also on the list, Diary of a Future President. We've talked about this before on the show. That's streaming on Disney Plus, the BFG.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Love the BFG.
It's airing Saturday on Disney XD. So the debut of a Spielberg movie on Disney XD is just very cool. So I'm excited about that. Also on their list, Wicked Tuna, which is airing on Nat Geo this Sunday. And of course, something we're all watching at Radio Disney, American Idol, Sundays and Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. We're right in the middle of Hollywood week already. So that's very exciting.
Sweet. So we reached out to all of you on social, on D23 social, to see what you've been watching. So thank you all for submitting your answers through hashtag D23 Inside Disney. I don't know about you guys. I've been rewatching all of my favorite Pixar shorts. For the Birds, La Luna, Presto, Blue Umbrella, my favorite that no one talks about except me all the time is Ernie. Have you guys seen it? It's a little Wall-E offshoot. It's so great.
Oh, if
you've
got, yes, like, Bernie. 5 minutes yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. What he's like the one who's like always sort of trailing behind or annoyed, yeah, and cleaning up after Wall-E, right?
Like, whole little side story that happened during the story timeline of Wall-E. Check it out, Bernie. I swear you won't regret this 5 minutes of your life.
I'm adding that to my personal list right now. It is
so good. Candace, what have you been watching?
I've actually been watching High School Musical, the musical, the series, which actually was one of the most popular responses that people were giving us. And I was watching it because Joe and Frankie from the show were hosting like a viewing party online. So they were live tweeting the episodes as they were rewatching them with a bunch of the fans. So I was right there with them.
Oh, cool.
On Disney Channel, they just wrapped up Rapunzel's Tangled Adventure, which I have been obsessed with since it started airing. I love it. I love Mandy Moore. I love Zachary Levi. I love that show. Eden Espinosa, Jeremy Jordan, the music, the Alan Menken music. It's so great. I highly recommend people go back and watch that if you haven't seen it. It's really fun to see what happened after Happily Ever After. And that was a really popular answer as well, but probably not as popular as Stargirl. So many people suggested we watch Stargirl. So I got to say thank you at Jeff Wacker, at Richard Brower 2, at 2 Dianic, at Ricky Johan, at Daryl Hergenhine. Hopefully I'm not mangling everyone's names. We got so many responses that last night I sat down, I had not watched it. Have you guys seen it yet?
No, not yet. I can't wait to see it.
It was on my list, but I just hadn't had time. Make the time. It was so heartwarming and lovely. And Grace VanderWaal just, you know, it broke my heart and made my heart sing. It was just great. The cast was terrific. And the music was so much fun. Hearing We Got the Beat done by a high school marching band was hilarious. It was just a really terrific movie, which I feel like speaks to a lot of what's going on in the world right now and really is a good burst of positivity.
Yeah, I got to check it out. I love Grace VanderWaal's voice.
She is so incredible. Be True to Your School is one of my all-time favorite songs. And the fact that they're doing that in this film, ugh. So good.
Well, at Owen Spackman, he is watching The Imagineering Story ... again.
Good call, Owen. Definitely good call. I know. I want to watch that again.
I still have one episode left, and I've been intentionally not watching it because I don't want the show to end.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, so Jesse Binnix says, Imagination Movers being added to Disney Plus is the best thing for families, which I haven't watched this with my son yet, but thank you, Jesse, for this recommendation because we are going to start this tonight and there are 75 episodes, so this is going to last us a while.
That's great.
I love that.
Lindsay Wells suggested watching Drain the Oceans on Nat Geo. So I'm super in on that. I love Nat Geo. They are fantastic. And I feel like the cinematography on every one of those shows, it just like you could freeze frame any moment and it's a award-winning photo.
That's totally so true. At Disney Mom 917 is watching Once Upon a Time in Wonderland on ABC and loving it. Have you guys seen that?
I was a big Once Upon a Time fan, and I actually, when I saw that response came in, I went to abc.com, and they've got such great classic content on there. So definitely visit abc.com if you want to see some of your favorite ABC shows of yesteryear.
I have got to go back and rewatch Ugly Betty on ABC.
Yeah.
That show was
loved that one.
Everything to me when I was younger.
All right, at iPaper Garden B has one I hadn't really thought of, but there are a lot of memes going on right now about the Golden Girls, which you can watch on Hulu.
Yes.
Hulu it up tonight, guys.
Are you more of a Rose or a Sophia?
Sophia for sure. That was easy.
How about you, Jeffrey?
Well, ever since, who am I? I'm a slice of cheesecake. How about that?
There you go.
Well, ever since we interviewed the fabulous Corey McFan, who will air in an upcoming episode of our show about Disney fairy tale weddings, I have been obsessed with fairy tale weddings, as has Lynette Ororoike. I hope I'm not mangling your name, Lynette. But she says she too has been watching Disney fairy tale weddings on Disney Plus, which I think we all can give a huge thumbs up to.
Definitely. At TV Writer is currently rewatching Kerry Washington and Shonda Rhimes in, of course, Scandal.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. Well,
And speaking of Kerry Washington, on Hulu, you can see her and Reese Witherspoon in Little Fires Everywhere, which I hear is fantastic.
At Rose Girl is watching Good Trouble on Freeform.
Ah, Good Trouble, yeah. Good show.
Yeah.
I loved The Fosters. That was one of my favorites, and I'm so glad that those characters continue on Good Trouble.
Yes.
And Pins for Pua. Pua, I love a little Moana reference there. I hope that's what it is. The Legend of the Three Caballeros, which is on Disney+. Pins for Pua says, I'm obsessed. So funny. I love that you're obsessed. I think I haven't seen that yet. We did a great Three Caballeros event for D23 members. I wasn't able to make it to that, but this is something that they talked about. So I want to see it.
Me too. Totally. Well, at PayGJ says, Boy Meets World followed by Girl Meets World. Boy Meets World was my jam. TGIF was everything. So I'm with you, PayG. Boy Meets World for the win.
Love that. I love that it's, you get the full breadth of the Meets World oeuvre.
Yes, exactly. The Meets World universe.
Yes, of the world.
Yeah. At Ryza Lynn is watching The Incredible Dr. Pull.
Ooh, Nat Geo and Disney+. And also Nat Geo, Disney+, we have TARDIS Blue 42 watching Life Below Zero, and notes that there is a ton of episodes to binge. So all in on that.
That's great.
Here's a good one for sure. At LizzieG76 says, Moana.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can all relate to the story of Moana right now. So shout out to you. I'm putting that on my list too.
Yep. Love it.
That movie. And my girl, Alyssa Foster, 0526, is also doing a marathon of Pixar shorts.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you everyone who sent us in ideas of things to watch. I know that we all now have very full schedules ahead of us. We'll keep us busy for the next week. But if you have more ideas, please keep sending them to us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag D23InsideDisney. Let us know what you're watching, because we want to watch it too.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, everyone, for listening to D23 Inside Disney. Don't forget to like and share this episode wherever you listen or subscribe. And of course, if you want to chat with us, hashtag D23 Inside Disney.
And for all the latest Disney info, check out D23.com.
We'll be back next week with more Disney news and a whole lot more on an all-new episode of D23
Inside Disney.